So I booked a small profit on this stock. I want to explain this stock to you. So let us go through this trade. This is Jiojit Financial. This is the daily time frame chart. As you can see, the blue, the green, and the red line, as usual, they are in place. The 50-day moving average, the 150-day moving average, and the 200-day moving average. So it's a nice uptrending stock. The orange line is the 8-day exponential, and the purple line is the 21-day exponential. So as you can see here, the stock goes up, nice uptrend, and starts forming a base from here. So let me draw that base for you. See, this is how it looks like. Let me draw that base. So I select this tool. This is 0.1, sorry. Wait, let me draw it again. Okay. So this is 0.1. This is 0.2. Then it goes here, 0.3. Then 0.4. And then 0.5. Because this is the candle where I actually bought the stock, this small candle, which is 23rd April. So as you can see here, 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, and 0.5. So I need minimum 4 points, so that two contractions for me to get into the stock. So let me show you where I bought the stock actually. The high of this candle is 0.3. So let me draw a line there. That was the price at which I was planning to buy the stock. So that is 82.85. So let's draw the line. Sorry, the high of this candle is 86.20. 86.20. Yes. So that was where I was planning to buy the stock. And as you can see here, on 23rd April, I bought the stock. Now to buy the stock, I execute the trade on a 15-minute chart. So let us go there. So 23rd April, 15-minute chart. So as you can see here, this candle closed above 86.20. So the high of this candle is 86.25. So it's slightly closed above the yellow line. So that is my buy signal. Even if it is 1 paise, 2 paise above the yellow line, ultimately it is a close. So I am looking for that close. So I bought here and my order got filled at 86.45. So immediately when this candle closed, I bought the stock and I got the fill at 86.45. And since this candle, majority of the candle is below the yellow line, I took half position. So my normal position size is 6.5%. So half position is 3.25%. So I put 3.25% of my money into this stock, 3.25% of my whole portfolio. Now let's go back to the daily chart to set the stop loss and profit target. So 86.45, my stop loss is 8%. So that is, I put my stop loss at 80 rupees. So this is my stop loss. And my target is 100 rupees because it is 16% above, which is 2:1 reward to risk ratio. So let me put that profit target. Okay. So blue line is my buy price, red is stop loss, and green is my target. Now, if you see here, on this day, the volume was above average. As you can see here, the volume was above the blue line. Volume was above the blue line. Blue line is the 50-day simple moving average of volume. But the stock closes below the yellow line, which was my plan, which is where I planned to buy the stock. So which means I have to sell half here because on high volume, if the price is not closing above, that's a failed breakout. So I cut half my position. So already my position is 3.25. So 3.25 divided by 2. So 1.625% is already sold. So let's see how much loss I booked here. So I booked a loss of around 1.6%. So 1.6% loss is booked on 1.6% of position size. Now, look what happened the next day. On the remaining half, the stock went up 11%. I did not sell there because the movement was nice. There was no specific reason to sell. Look at the volume. It is multiple times. It's 12 times average volume. Why should I sell there? Next candle, if you see, small red candle. Now, technically, there is no reason to sell because the price is already above all the moving averages. However, as I showed you, I had booked some small losses in other stocks. Like, for example, I made a video on Sanghvi Movers, on which I booked a small 0.05% loss. Similarly, I had one or two trades more like that where I had booked a small loss. So, in order to neutralize that loss, I decided to sell this stock because there is another reason to sell this stock, actually. Already, I am taking half position. So, I took 3.25% position. Out of 3.25, 1.6% is already out. So I only have 1.6% position in this. So it's like out of $100, I have less than $2 invested in the stock. So even if it goes up by a decent amount, it is not going to give me much reward. So that is another reason to sell. So just because it has not achieved my target doesn't mean that I cannot sell. Number one, the position size itself was very small, so there was nothing much left in the stock. Number two, I had to neutralize the losses that I had made in other stocks, which I could see that happening on this stock because this went up 11% in a single day. So by selling one position, if I can neutralize my losses in other two, three positions, why not sell the stock? So I sold the stock somewhere here. This is closing price around 93.10. So I must have sold around 94. So let's see what was my profit there. I did not check the exact price. So from blue line till about 90, somewhere here I sold. So that's 7.32. Okay. So let's do some calculation now. So I sold 1.6% of my position at a loss of 1.6%. And I sold the remaining 1.65% position at a loss of around 7. Let's take 7.3%. So let's do some calculation here. So 1.6% multiplied by minus 1.6%. That's my loss I made on this day. Then plus 1.6% multiplied by 7.33%, right? So let me do that calculation. I have a calculator here, 7.33 minus 1.6, which is 5.73, multiplied by 1.6% position divided by 100. So 0.09%. So total 0.09% is the profit I made on this stock on a portfolio level. Okay, this helped me neutralize my losses on other positions. Remember the Sanghvi video I made, in that I had booked a loss of 0.05%. So this is almost double of that loss. So I am not only neutralizing, I am adding more money to my portfolio. So this is how I booked a profit on this stock here. Let me remove this. Yeah. I bought somewhere here at the blue line, 86.45. I sold here around 94. I sold half on this candle because it had closed on high volume below the yellow line. And actually, there was no reason to sell here. I could have allowed the stock to go up because, see, on this day, I don't know that the stock is going to go up. Probably the next day, it might hit my target because this is the latest candle. But I don't care if I have a very small position in a stock, and if that position allows me to neutralize my losses on other stocks, I am going to sell, right? So this was my position on GOG. So if we look at my total profit here, 7.33 minus 1.62%, which is around 5.73. This is on half position. So if I calculate total, 5.73 is my total profit, if you so to speak, on whatever money I had put into the stock. But if we look at normal position and half positions, the percentages differ. Okay. But for me, the main concern is on an overall portfolio basis, how much did I make? And that number was 0.09. So even if this has gone up 11%, that 11% does not make much sense because my position size itself was very small. So just because you get a huge bar like this doesn't mean that you are making huge money. It all depends on how much money you have put at stake. Okay, so that's how I executed this trade. So if you have any questions, just let me know. I would love to answer them. Put them in the comment section. And I hope you understood this trade. Nice base here, 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, 0.5. Executed the trade here, sold half. It went up, waited one more day, and booked around 7% profit. So 7 minus 1.62, roughly 5.73% profit on 1.6% position size. Good trade, decent trade, allowed me to neutralize other losses. Thank you so much.